come wash in the river, come drink your fill. Let healing waters bear away your guilt. Lay down your burdens on that beautiful shore. Come wash in the river, come be reborn.
Welcome to the Radical Truth Podcast. I am your host, Glenn Meldrum. And this podcast is brought to you by In His Presence Ministries. Visit us on the web at www.ihpministry.com. The purpose of the radical truth is simple. We want to search out the radical nature of the truth as revealed in God's Word, the Bible, and to learn about Jesus, our wonderful, loving Savior. So let's stay connected as we together seek to learn about the radical truth.
Merry Christmas. I love Christmas. I love giving presents, and I love receiving them as well. I love the decorations and the festivities and the Christmas music. Now, I'm not crazy over Santa or the shopping and commercialism that has taken over Christmas. But for all those who are true followers of Jesus, we should hold this day sacred and not let it get distorted and perverted. Now, if you are one of those who reject celebrating Christmas, and I feel really, really sorry for you, because you are suffering in your own way what the Pharisees of old suffered in that they strained at a gnat and swallowed a camel. Okay, we all know that Jesus was not born on December 25th. And do you know what? I don't think the Lord is bothered by your celebrating his coming into the world on this day. The truth is that we don't know when Jesus was born, and those who claim they do must build their arguments on a very flimsy foundation. So here's my suggestion for this Christmas. Worship Jesus and give him thanks for all he has done for you. Have a wonderful and joyous day with your family and friends. If you are able, gather the family together and worship Jesus for a time and give thanks for all he has done for you and your family and your friends and your church family. Make the day a special one filled with good memories. Give presents to each other out of thanksgiving for all the Lord has done for us and enjoy the giving and receiving of those presents. It isn't about the value of the gift, but about the love that is behind it. Enjoy each other over a wonderful meal and lots of desserts. This only comes once a year, and so enjoy it. But in everything you do, keep Jesus central to your activities and conversation. Refuse to grieve his heart in any act of compromise. So have a very Merry Christmas in Jesus and make some wonderful memories with your family and friends. Since it's Christmas Day, my wife told me that I couldn't do a whole podcast. Nevertheless, I want to say thank you to all of my precious listening brothers and sisters in Christ and let you know that I love you and you are in my prayers. So I want to close this short Christmas greeting with a prayer and a song. Now, don't get all worked up in a frenzy. I'm not going to sing to you. I know that if I sang to you, most of you would never listen to this podcast again, so I'm wise enough not to do that. Next week, we'll get back into studying the Gospel of John, so I will see you then. Now, let's pray. Father, we come before you now in the precious name of Jesus. And Lord, I thank you for this podcast, and I thank you for all those that listen to it, and I ask for your blessing on them. Lord, I ask that you bless them in 2018. Lord, I ask that you draw them near to you, and I pray over them what Paul prayed over the Ephesian church. I keep asking that the God of our Lord Jesus Christ, the glorious Father, may give you the spirit of wisdom and revelation so that you may know him better. I pray also that the eyes of your heart may be enlightened in order that you may know the hope to which he has called you, the riches of his glorious inheritance in the saints. God, the greatest gift you have given us is yourself. That's what Christmas is all about. Thank you that you came into this world. Thank you that you were planted in the womb of a virgin and brought forth into this world, that you grew up for one purpose, to go to Calvary and die for our sins. Thank you, sweet Jesus, for the work that you have done. Thank you, Jesus, that you called us, you sought us out, that you wanted us, even while we were dead in trespasses and sins. Lord, I ask for your blessing on my listening audience here, that they would have a wonderful Christmas and a blessed new year. God, that they would keep you first in everything, that they would grow in love for you with a passion, O God, that they would know the depths and heights and riches of your love that passes human understanding, and that they would live it out to one another, dear God, that their families would be blessed with the love of Christ in the midst of it, that contention and strife might be laid aside and replaced with your presence, O God. That you would do a wonderful work and bring revival to homes and families and churches, O God. Lord, that you would set the church on fire because they have a burning desire to know you. That they have a desire to see your glory. And God, we ask this in the precious and wonderful name of Jesus.
Oh, come, Emmanuel, and ransom captive Israel that mourns in lonely exile here until the Son of God appear. Rejoice, rejoice, Emmanuel shall come to thee, O
Thank you for listening to The Radical Truth with your host, Glenn Meldrum. We at In His Presence Ministries pray that this weekly podcast will be a blessing to you. Please tell others about it and subscribe yourself to this free podcast. Don't forget to visit our website at www.ihpministry.com. See you again next time, and may God richly bless you as you seek Him in spirit and in truth.
Thirst no more, so come wash in the river, come drink your fill, let healing waters flow.